The community is caring. It always puts itself forward to support locals and ensures the safety and wellness and well-being. It's welcoming, even to a fault, I would say. And I think without it, I wouldn't have survived my first 2 years in the area, because when I say caring, they actually turn up to the doorstep, make sure that you're safe. They've been there in massive times of need. So during fire and flood, I got contacted and called and house visits. They're inclusive. They're intelligent. And I think that's a standout. I think it's important to note that they're actually really intelligent people for the most part, and are very environmentally minded, sustainable. You know, sustainability is high on the list of priorities for everyone. They're self-sufficient and self-governing, and I think that's hasn't been taken into account as it relates to the DA. But they're also still, based on location in and of itself, a vulnerable community to an extent. And so even if you have difference of opinion, you still do rely on each other to make things work out in the valley. And I think that that really does show how the character and integrity of people.
In your presentation, the key thing that sticks in my mind is you pointed out about things that are unfair. What did you say was unfair?
I think it was unfair that the lack of thorough consultation with community, local community members. I think that it was poorly addressed. I think that the methodology of consultation was poor at best, and they could have really used with having better consultants that have experience in community engagement and have experience with dealing with rural communities and small business. I think that it was unfair for them to not have complete reports at the time of lodging the DA, so therefore we're not having ample opportunity to respond to complete information and data, complete factual data and information. So I find that extremely unfair and disappointing given the scope of the DA and the development. So it's an overdevelopment based on incomplete information. And I think it was unfair because they didn't use the right modes of communication in order to disseminate information throughout the valley. So there's a majority of the valley where that facility will be located, or that property is currently located, doesn't have basic things like communications, radio, phone reception. And so, therefore, you really do need to do house visits and, mailbox drops. And the lack of that has really driven a wedge between members. So currently there are, I'm going to openly discuss it, it's not with me directly, but there are open rifts with local families. And this is, added to the stresses and concerns with that lack of, sensitivity towards the community itself, and lack of, priority in terms of how they address and engage with the community.
You were very open with the panel in discussing that you've been affected with mental health as a result of this, and you're actually moving?
Yes, so I think overarchingly it has a lot to do with it's an isolated location, and you really need to be familiar and able to deal with how isolating the location is, and how different or how lacking the services are. So I'm in a property that's off grid, because it is a challenging road to navigate. I don't navigate it too early in the morning or after hours, and so it's been limiting for me. However, the other locals have grown to become accustomed to these lack of common services, I would say, in this day and age, and so they've been able to weather that storm, and they're more resilient. Yeah, I am leaving because I do feel like, to an extent, it's just not the right place in terms of how challenging the environment is, and how and the thought of, and I'm only actually participating and engaging with this DA because it will adversely affect us if it goes ahead as property owners on that road. So it's It's really difficult to get help out there. It's difficult to get decent services. It's extremely expensive to do renovations to a property out there because of its isolated location. Simple things like deliveries, for example. I had a delivery of a new brand new fireplace last week. They forgot to bring the hearth. They won't be bringing out a hearth for 3 weeks, so therefore we're not able to use the fireplace. And this is a weekly grievance for me. Simple things like getting products delivered that you need aren't delivered out there. So you've always got to have a backup plan, or you have to know someone in town that's going to... So I think all of these things in practice are really difficult challenges, given that I was a Sydney-sider and I was accustomed to ease of access and accessibility of services and lots of things. And I think that experience has thankfully been cushioned by locals, by my neighbours.
But if you relate that back to what's being proposed, does that, to you, make it appear even more outlandish of a bid to put this facility
100%. I think it's cruel. I think it would be cruel to expect non-locals to have to navigate that environment without the support of without the support of knowing that you've got the rural fire service that are going to call you and contact you and come in and check on you, because they haven't actually managed those relationships at all. So they haven't actually worked with rural fire. The fire service to facilitate that relationship. It's not there, and I think that to place anyone in that situation would leave them extremely vulnerable to the elements and to that location, and so I think it's unfair. But I think further to that, I think some of the local knowledge they're going to miss out on because they're coming across as an employee. So I think it's dangerous for them to have to learn on the fly. I had to learn myself that my small car was not going to be sufficient for that location. I had to learn myself that I'm not a capable enough driver for dealing with the road, the type of road that it is, the animals and the wildlife that are out there, as coupled with, you know, on and off you might have animals that have gone through an open fence or broken down fences. So I just don't naturally have those skills, and I think it would be really challenging for people who are coming out of area or even from town. Townies won't have that same capability. So I think it's putting any of the staff at risk, yes.